The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It's currently -3 degrees at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Mackenzie Sanche, and here are today's headlines. Is the premier trying to duck the blame for COVID deaths? We're finding out who's running the city for the next 4 years. And do we have to say goodbye to the dream of a dream home? Uproar in Quebec following the coroner's inquiry into Quebec long-term homes. They found that the Quebec government let 4,000 seniors die under horrible conditions. Here is Anthony Issa with the story.
In the National Assembly, opposition critics have denounced Legault, his cabinet, and the former health minister, Daniel McCann. They claim that they lack transparency over the management of senior care homes in the pandemic, and they are deflecting themselves from blame. Parti Québécois opposition leader Paul Saint-Pierre Plamondon demands that the Legault government stand in front of the coroner.
So first thing we want is transparency, and we want the truth. Second thing we want is a genuine, complete, independent inquiry into what really happened there. Because obviously that government is not going to collaborate.
The ombudsperson in charge of the public inquiry stated that the government was not prepared during the first wave and that they neglected CHSLDs. They prioritized their resources into helping hospital rooms, which put vulnerable seniors in danger. With a chronic lack of personnel, staff were overworked and could not provide the care their clients needed. These patients are people who lack autonomy and are incredibly vulnerable. Minister Daniel McCann will be speaking later in the Assembly on the investigation by the coroner. It is not clear at this time if she will apologize for the deaths in the CHSLDs or step down from her position. For Concordia News, I'm Anthony Issa.
Legault's government is outraged that Ontario uses Quebec's Bill 21 as an example of Islamophobia. The video created for schools by Ontario's Ministry of Education explains Muslims have been extremely marginalized since 9/11 and says Quebec's Bill 21 is a prime example of such discrimination. Secularist groups in Quebec say this video generalizes Quebecers as being racist and Islamophobic. Newly re-elected Mayor Valerie Plante is announcing Montreal's new executive committee. Nadia Trudel is live with us from Marché Bon Secours to tell us more. Nadia, the mayor just took the podium minutes ago.
Yeah, she literally just walked in leading her new executive committee members. They were walking with a lot of purpose and unity, and the room was like, filled, and there was a lot of excitement for sure about this announcement.
Is the new executive committee more diverse?
Well, we already know who the president of the committee is. Valérie Plante announced that. Dominique Olivier, who is the former president of the Office de Consultation Publique de Montréal, is the president of the committee. She's the first Black woman to have this very important position in the city, and this is the first administration being led by two women in the city's history. Also, if city council is any indication, there are 35 women, 11 racial minorities, and 11 members who are 35 and under.
The challenge going forward is to recognize the skills that are in these minority communities. We still have 35% or so of Montrealers who are from diverse communities, cultural communities.
Any indication of who will be part of the executive committee?
Well, the word of the day is really diversity. It's becoming more and more important and apparent that this is what the city needs, is politicians who represent the people. We're also looking at members from the opposition. Valérie Plante made a promise that she was going to reach out across the aisle to get them involved.
Thank you, Nadia. SAQ warehouse and distribution workers put a pause to their strike this morning, so now's the time to go for an SAQ run in case they go back on strike next Monday as planned. 2 days ago, about 800 warehouse and distribution workers declared an indefinite strike, and their goal is to negotiate salaries, overtime, and safety on the job. After only 48 hours, shelves are empty and the supply chain is disrupted. This strike suspension is the right time to finish your Christmas shopping. A report shows that 2022 will see a decrease in housing construction projects due to the rise of construction costs. This also means affordable housing projects will become scarcer. Cedric Galland is live to tell us more. How has the rise in costs affected the people in need of housing?
Well, the report says that in 2022 there may be a decrease of 18% in housing construction projects. This is the lowest that number has ever been since 2015. The reason is the prices to construct anything right now are skyrocketing. So this means that for people like investors, buyers, builders, renters, everyone, the prices are going up. Affordable Housing Association Frappe-Roux and Catherine Lucier says this about that.
And with all the increase of the construction, all these new units on the market are not affordable for a lot of tenants. So they still ended up in really, really precarious condition or paying way too much for an apartment.
So how will this affect affordable housing projects?
So it's simple, really. If the costs are higher, then investors will try to become wiser with their money. And this usually leaves out affordable housing projects. So this means that the housing projects will be underfunded and will become increasingly more reliant on governmental investments, which have not been up to par. Paul Cardinal, the director of economy at APCHQ and writer of this report, says this.
A lot of developers, they prefer to pay the compensation to the city of Montreal instead of doing the affordable and social housing unit.
What will happen next?
Well, the prices will continue to rise. This has a close tangency with the inflation overall. And social housing or not, it will become more and more expensive to own your own house or to have an apartment all around the province. Catherine Lucier, the final words, has this to say.
Where promoters are indirectly, you know, increasing also their prices for housing. So more the costs are increasing, harder it is to deliver the project.
Thank you, Cedric. Looks like Quebecers intend on going all in with Christmas celebrations this year. A survey shows 32% of Quebecers plan to go back to pre-pandemic parties, compared to 26% across the rest of Canada. Quebecers also say they'll be spending much more than they did in 2020, surpassing other Canadians' spending intentions. Although they're more than ready for a normal Christmas, the pandemic left its mark because apparently 61% of Quebecers say they will focus more on shopping local. Let's take a look at today's sports. The New York Knicks beat the LA Lakers with LeBron James suspended. Calgary Flames are on fire against the Black Hawks. And Team Canada falls short to the U.S. in women's hockey. Here's Talia Cliott with all your sports news.
Give it go here and they score!
That was Amanda Kessel's power play goal for the Team USA against Canada last night. USA beat Canada 2-0 in the fourth game of the pre-Olympic rivalry series. The nine-game series is now tied at 2 games apiece, and the teams have 3 weeks to prepare for their next face-off. Canadiens goalie Jake Allen is set to return for tonight's game against the Washington Capitals. He's missed 4 games following a concussion. That was Matthew Tkachuk's game-winning goal for the Calgary Flames against the Chicago Blackhawks. Blackhawks goalie Marc-André Fleury stopped an impressive 39 shots, but the team ultimately fell short to the Flames 5-2. This is the Flames' fourth straight win, and they will remain in first place in the Western Conference.
Barrett in the corner for three. Everything is falling for the Knicks.
The New York Knicks defeated the LA Lakers 106-100 last night. Lakers superstar LeBron James missed the game after getting suspended for an altercation with Detroit's Isaiah Stewart. Julius Randle led the Knicks to victory with his 20 points and 16 rebounds. Canadian RJ Barrett also contributed to the win with his 12 points. In a prank before the annual Army-Navy football game, the Army fell short of being the GOATs. They meant to kidnap the Navy's GOAT mascot, Bill No. 37, but grabbed 14-year-old GOAT retiree, Bill No. 34, instead. Talk about a bad mix-up.
Thank you. If you've seen Armageddon, where they try to destroy an asteroid heading toward Earth, you'll be happy to know NASA is currently testing its options. A spacecraft was launched last night to crash into an asteroid's moon to see whether NASA could deflect incoming asteroids. They explained changing their trajectory would be the best, because blowing them up would still risk asteroid pieces reaching Earth. NASA's spacecraft is expected to reach its mark in September next year. Now, here's hoping it's a Hollywood ending. And now for the weather. We will reach a high of 1 degree today. Tomorrow's slightly warmer temperature will bring some relief to those who are freezing today. Expect some snow and rain on Friday, going into a cold weekend with highs of -7. Looking ahead, the sun should be back on Sunday to start off next week on the right foot. And that's your news to 11:30. Thanks for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Mackenzie Strong.